been gone for a long time, but it had just been a week ago. So, but I want to thank all of you that not only went to Sacramento, but prayed, the people that stayed by the stuff just as important as the people that went out to war, right? Amen. But man, I'm telling you, we had such utterance. Pastor Terry had such utterance over, I don't think I've seen her with such utterance before. And I know it was the prayers of the people, not just us, the people out there too. But I'm telling you, when I say to you, God told me you can't pray for utterance enough. You can't pray for utterance enough. And I saw the fruit of that in California. It was such revelatory increase, if you will, and in the prophet's ministry. So I have a little something on the prophet's ministry this morning. It's nothing you haven't heard, but I want to go back over it because we have to keep, I would say, working that in the spirit. Yes. You know, yes. We have to keep working this prophet's ministry in the spirit. So I want to go back to Matthew chapter 3, a very familiar scripture. We've gone there many times and looked at this prophet's anointing on John the Baptist, you know. At the Brother Copeland on the mountain the last night, that Friday night afterwards, the managers had a reception and Brother Copeland came. And he said to us, he said, "I need you." He said, "This ministry of the prophet." He said, "I need you praying for it." I'm like, "Yes, I've been doing it for 24 years. But on purpose for the last several years." But I'm telling you, when God gives you something, see, this is a teachable moment. When God gives you something in prayer, you stay with it until God say, "Get off it." Don't let people, see, y'all ain't gonna pressure me to get off what God said. I don't care who's saying what, if I don't care who out there saying what. God told me to pray for the ministry of the prophet. I'm gonna pray for it until he said, pray for something else. And that's how you have to be to get somewhere in prayer. You can't be, you know, lying all over like a butterfly and build something. See, you have to build something in the spirit. You know, I pray about many things. But I know God said to me, and when God come to me in a dream about something, it's even more so that important. You know. And I told you this many times, but it bears repeating. In November of 2015, in fact, November 21st, I had a dream. And actually, I woke up. The dream talked to me about the ministry of the prophet and about some of the things that personally that I need to cultivate. And, you know, there were some assignments. But I woke up from that dream quoting Jeremiah. Chapter 1, verse 10. See, I have given you oversight, you know. And I'm going to go there in a minute, but I want to go to Matthew chapter 3 first. And then on November 28th, a week later, he gave me the same dream about this. And I woke up hearing the same thing, that same scripture in Jeremiah 1:10. So I had already prayed for the ministry of the prophet over, you know, on and off. But ever since then, I've been on this quest because I know God said to me, "I want to bring that ministry center stage because of the magnitude of it, because of the assignment, you know, that comes with this ministry of the prophet." Now, Matthew chapter 3, I want to go here, and then hopefully the Lord will give me utterance to do what I need to do. It says, "In those days there appeared John the Baptist," verse 1, Matthew chapter 3. "In those days there appeared John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, change your mind, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' This is he who was mentioned by the prophet Isaiah when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, shouting in the desert, prepare the road for the Lord, make his highway straight and smooth and level.'" So you see here, this is they're quoting Isaiah about John the Baptist. So now let's go over to Luke and look at John the Baptist, how God defined that ministry and what it says about John the Baptist, because it's going to take us on this trail on this ministry of the prophet. So chapter 1 of Luke, verse 13. And the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your petition was heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you must call his name John. And you shall have joy and exulting delight, and many will rejoice over his birth. For he will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord. And he must drink no wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit, even in and from his mother's womb. And he will turn back." Now listen. So he's telling this thing. He said, okay, you know what? This is not a new, normal kid. You know, this kid has a prophetic anointing on him. In fact, he's a prophet. That's basically what the angel's saying in, you know, 21st century terms. John, your child is going to be a prophet. So therefore, you got to nurture that gift. You got to nurture it. He can't have wine, although it was custom. See, it was not saying he can't be, you know, out there drinking and all that. It wasn't talking about that. It is a custom. You know, they had a custom where they drank wine. He said, but I don't even want him to do it because of your Jewish culture. I don't want him doing any of this. He's got to be, this anointing on him has to be protected, has to be preserved, if you will. So he just tells, okay, you know, laying it out to the Father. How I want you to, this is really important. His assignment is very important. And so he went on to give John the Baptist details about his child. I mean, Zechariah, details about his child. He said, now this is the assignment on him. He will turn back and cause to return many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will himself go to be before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, prophetic. In other words, he's going to go and before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. This is a prophetic office, a prophetic anointing that's coming on him. And then, so then he says, okay, now he's going to go in the spirit and power of Elijah. And that then he defines further what that prophetic anointing does. And it's for this reason, to turn back the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient and credulous and unpersuadable to the wisdom of the upright, which is the knowledge and the holy love of the will of God. In order, this is why he needs to do this, in order to make ready a people for the Lord, perfectly prepared in spirit, adjusted and disposed, and placed in the right moral state. So then this anointing had an assignment, if you will. This is the characteristic of it. This is what it's going to do. This anointing prepares the way for the Lord to come. Now, we know all history hang on two golden hooks, the first coming and the second coming of the Lord. So now, if you would go and study the scriptures about the first coming of the Lord, you would see that in regards to that first coming, there was a lot of spiritual activity. There were a lot of assignments, if you will. If you pay close attention to it, you can see every person. There were different people that had assignments that they were to carry out to help facilitate the first coming of the Lord. And John the Baptist was, we could say, the ringleader, or in biblical terms, the forerunner. He was the one to go out before and to prepare the way for the first coming of the Lord. Now, here we are. We are in this time and season of the second coming of the Lord. And we know that there's a lot of spiritual activity all around us. We can sense it. We can see it. You can even tangibly touch it by the Spirit. And so then, but God, you know, he has patterns in the Bible. Now, for the first coming of the Lord, there was one called and sent to prepare the coming for the way for him to come. But in the second coming of the Lord, God said there will be groups of people. The Bible tell you there will be groups of people. And really, there were groups of people really for the first coming, really, because if you go study Luke chapter 2 out here, you'll see there were people at the temple. They were praying. Anna was praying in the temple. Simeon, God, the Holy Spirit told him to go down to the temple. And when he got there, people were all out. They were praying. They didn't really know why. But John was the leader in it. Here's that anointing on him, that prophetic anointing, that spirit of and power of Elijah was up on him, was indicative of this is a prophetic anointing. That's the only thing can clear away obstacle. That's the only thing can lower mountains, lift valleys, make crooked straight, make rough places smooth, which we'll look at Isaiah in a minute. Now, so let's look at Mangre Sivre Baringrebe Sasha Lamahaya Yabokosa. I want to put a little twist here. What I'm about to say, I've taught on this before too, but I kind of want to put these two together. But I want to, I was thinking this morning about where we are and about the plan of God and how he so meticulously orchestrates his plan. You know, he doesn't leave out any detail. And I was thinking about President Trump, and I was thinking about Brother Copeland, and the Lord just was ministering to me about how, again, how important this ministry of the prophet is. Now, if you remember with Elijah, first of all, let me just quote the scripture. I won't go there. Now, remember, Miss Billy brought us the scripture in the Bible, but it's not just her scripture. It's for us to take it and use it, you know, where we need it. And that is 1 Corinthians 10:32. God said, give neither offense to the Jews, the Greek, or to the Gentiles. But that word Gentiles can be translated go nations when you look at go back and research. So give no offense to the Jews, to the nations, or to the church. So then he said, there are three people groups. Now, and so here is the mistake that we have made. We have thought that it's the only the church that has a role in preparing the way for the Lord to return. But it is not so. That's not the way it is in the Bible. God uses those three people groups. Israel has her part, the nation has its part, and the church has her part. So, but now this prophet's ministry, I mean, I'm really going back and looking at it myself. And listening to Pastor Terry, listening to Lynn Hammond, listening to Billy Brim, and listening to Brother Copeland, and I'm seeing how, and I'm and all of this too. I just want to tell you this. I'm thinking about the nation today and President Trump, also. But I have a Sacramento in my heart because we're going back there in May with Brother Copeland. That was our whole reason for going out there this past weekend. So that he could have a forerunner, you know. That could be the way made for him to come because, you know, God used the prophets on the highest platform. Now, so then this anointing that was on Elijah, you know, because it says here he would come in the spirit and the power of Elijah. So I want to look at this anointing that was on Elijah because God, through Elijah, allocated, if you will, or delegated some anointings other places. And that's what I want to bring out today, how I see more and more the importance of this prophet's ministry because they are assigned to dispense and allocate anointings. And that's why it's so important that we pray for them, pray for this ministry, pray for utterance for this ministry, because anointings has to be allocated, has to be delegated to other realms, to other people, to other Mingle, Sefre, Mahigros, Banda, nations, and what have you. So now I do want to go back to Jeremiah because I'm going to take a principle there and segue into what I want to show you about this anointing that was on the spirit of, on Elijah. So Jeremiah chapter 1. And this, most of the time, this allocation, if you will, or dispensing of this anointing is through words. It's through words. It says it here in Jeremiah, verse 9, chapter 1, verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I put my words in your mouth. This is why I put my words in your mouth. I have this day appointed you. I've appointed you. I've given you oversight over nations. There are certain nations, certain prophets are called to. There are nations. Brother Copeland are called to the Young Lion Nations. Hey, Jesus. Okay, I've given you, appointed you oversight over kingdoms. Another word for that word kingdom is realm. And this is why I did this. This is why I put my words in your mouth. This is why I gave you oversight. Now, this is your, you have jurisdiction. The prophet has jurisdiction over certain realms, jurisdiction. They are the reigning authority over these nations. They are the reigning authority over these realms. Not the prime minister, not the president, but the prophet in the church. So I've given you jurisdiction here. I've given you a reign and authority over these nations and over these realms. And this is why I put the words in your mouth. This is why I gave you oversight, because you're going to stand up now on a platform in the spirit, and you're going to disallocate anointings through words. And this is what will happen when you have utterance for those words. This is what's going to happen. You're going to root out. You're going to pull down. You're going to destroy. And you're going to overthrow. And then you're going to build and you're going to plant. Now, so then I want to look at this assignment on Elijah. Now, let's go to 1 Kings 19. Because you see, now you know, in this passage of scripture, we have, as the church, we have focused on, the Elijah-Elisha thing. You know, Elijah passed down his anointing to Elijah. But, you know, that was not how it happened. That was not the sequence of events. That anointing was allocated and delegated and dispensed to three different realms, actually. So let's look at it. He's talking to Elijah, and I'll start with verse 14 of 1 Kings 19. He says, now you know the background here. The Lord had given, the children of Israel had been called to be a separated nation, and the Lord had, but darkness and Baal worship had infiltrated them, to the point where they didn't know what was God anymore, And so God called the prophet. The prophet had to go in. He had to go in and bring things back into alignment. He had to come in and drive out Baal worship. He had to come in and get rid of the darkness. And so, that happened in 1 Kings 18, because God promised him at the beginning of the beginning of chapter 18 that there was coming rain. In other words, the revival is coming. But you know what? My folks are in such a mess, they don't even know what's me anymore and what's not me. They're calling good evil and evil good. So I got to send my prophet in now to get my folks back to the place where I can use them to dispense some power. And so you know the story there, how that Elijah, then, he drove out that Baal worship. He called the church on their sin. He said, if God be God, serve him. If Baal be God, serve him. And the Bible said, they said not a word because they didn't know. And then he made them, come and put get on the altar. Actually, he made them get on the altar in, my term, 21st century translation. And then the Bible says they fell on their faces when that prophetic anointing came in there and exposed the darkness. And they repented of it. And then after they repented of it, they fell on their faces, which is indicative they came back to their prayer place, because that prophet knew he had to have the church interceding for him to have some utterance so he could dispense some anointings. And so the Lord sent him in and say, okay, get the church back on their faces. And the Bible says that they fell on their faces, and then Elijah didn't have to ask them anymore. And they began to say, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. So that prophetic anointing is very defining. It's not going to be any obscurity when it comes in. And so then, here's, he had this big thing. He slew those prophets of Baal. And then he goes on over here because he had a commission. He was commissioned by God to do something. Because, so let me just read it. I'm getting ahead of myself. He said, I have been very jealous, verse 14 of 1 Kings 19. He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain your prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to destroy it. And the Lord said to him, go, return in your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, to be king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, to be prophet in your place. Now look at this anointing. God didn't just say, go anoint the people of God, because that's what anointing Elijah to stand in his room is. There's several symbolism there, but one of them is the children of God, because we just saw it in verse chapter 18. So he says, go anoint Hazael, that civil authority. You know, because we think that because people are not born again, that God can't use them. Well, we can see through the Bible that's not so. And so he said, go anoint Hazael, because I need the people in the government to work with me. They have a part in preparing the way for me to come back. So, but the anointing is allocated or delegated through the prophet's office. And he said, now I need you to go anoint Jehu. Now Hazael was a king. We saw it here. He was the symbolism of civil authority, because there have to be rules and laws to enforce to get God's plan done. Now remember, the exact same thing happened when Jesus had to be crucified. God had to have the government involved so they could pass the law to crucify him. The disciples didn't have that authority. Now I know it doesn't make sense, but he takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So yes, he had to have Pontius Pilate. He had to have them to give their order to crucify him. So the government was involved, you know, and that's why it says in 1 Corinthians 2, had he known, they would have never crucified him. But it all worked to the plan of God. It all worked to his coming. And so here you see it here. God said, look, I gave you oversight over Rim. So therefore, anoint. I want you to dispense anointing to Hazael. He has a place in the political realm. And I need that realm to work toward my plan. There needs to be a working. There needs to be a synergy of the Jews, the nation, and the church working together for me to get my plan to come to pass and to prepare the way for my coming. So then he says, and then anoint Jehu. Now, Jehu was a military, was symbolic of military. God said, I need the military. Now, if you paid attention to our nation over the last, decade or so, you see that the enemy has dwindled away at our military power. And God is going to restore that because, you know, in his plan, by divine design, he planned to have all of those play a part in his plan in the earth. So he said, I need you to allocate and delegate some anointing. I need the military anointing. So you go and anoint Jehu, because I'm bringing a working of these anointings the Jews, the nation, and the church going to work together. And then he said, go anoint Elijah to stand in your room. In other words, I need the church. I need the church. I need them dispensing anointing to the prophets' ministry. And then I need the prophets dispensing anointing to nations and to realms. And then I need the prayers. I need them dispensing anointing, allocating power to different realms. And then in verse 17, he says, and him who escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall slay. And him who escapes the sword of Jehu, Elijah will slay. So you see there's a working. In other words, darkness don't have a chance. You're not going to win. Because there has been now this working of the prophet's ministry that root out, that tear down, that overthrow, that build, and that plant. So if you escape the political, laws, you're not going to, then that's the military deal with you. In other words, you want to start a war, our military is going to be ready. And then if that doesn't, if you escape them, then Elijah. So they all are very important to the plan of God coming to pass in the earth. Those realms. Now, remember, we said this many times. Daniel ruled the political realm. He ruled it first in prayer. And that's when then God said to him, okay, you're going to be president now. So remember, they made him president. But he was ruling and reigning in prayer first. Because he was just simply reading his Bible one day, and he saw that the children of Israel were supposed to be released from captivity for 70. It had been going on for 70 years, and after 70 years, it hadn't happened. So he began to pray. We cannot, people. I'm telling you, if you would come here by faith, if you would just pray by faith, if you never ever saw a tangible manifestation. If you would just purpose in your heart, and I know I'm talking to the choir because I see y'all here every week, but just by faith, just come and just keep coming. Just keep coming. And oh my, what a time. It'll be thousands of years, and the Lord be telling us when we're all in heaven. You remember at Friday prayer when y'all was praying this? This was what was happening. And this, I think about that sometimes. This is very real. The spirit world is more real than this natural world. Especially you as prayers, I think, know that more than anybody because you spend so much time over there.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yes.
Go right along with what you're talking about.
If you have not, and even if you have, seen that video on YouTube where Brother Copeland and all those people prayed over Donald Trump. You can't even see Brother Copeland. But go back and listen again with faith-filled ears to what he said, what he prayed over that man. And keep your faith there real strong because it's playing out what you're teaching today.
It's all about the
words.
It's
the start of it.
Yes, all about the words he released. And, but I'm telling you, so we see that this anointing had to be dispensed in three different categories. In the political, the military, and the church. And there are other cases we need the political. There are other cases we in this nation we need to dispense in the financial realm. In this nation, we need to disperse in the entertainment realm. In this nation, we need to disperse in the media realm. And And so through this ministry of the prophet, then, those anointings, those allocations of the anointings and delegation of it is dispensed. And that's what I'm looking for Sacramento. That's what I'm looking for Bangres, the United States of America. But yeah, for Americas. He said, I heard in my tongues. Now, I don't usually hear my tongues. Other people do. This is vital for America, this ministry of the prophet. I just heard it in my tongues. Zagrabaro vremena hacha. Vekoroman jiglafren. Rovrande kemara hashelabo. Breke sonona mahaya romona. Brok rende dekala makataya. Brokasele. Leglendele kanara. Meglesa fepara goroma nechela. Jela bromora kanona. Akavroma hachala bokosa de. Embra dona nena nana manda robren de de be. Obre bere bere katamara hakanona namasata. Ora bere bere katanana maka sekatoro da bokosa. Ora nora bara kashele ketele bakado. O Doroboko says that the Bekalaba Hakata. O Doroboko check it there, Beke Sekatara the boat. Better Bokon, the Nana Mana Mana Mona Mana Massacre. O Brebe, Eshe, Te, Elebadada, Bora Badada, Daramata, Kototo, Torabo Toke, Teke, Tekara Kata Kakaka, Haka Taka Poka Bora Boka Jaka Hatarada Paka Tokada. O Sharanamanda. Oh, Sharamanda, Elebe, Kese, Sesasta, Nana, Nanda, Oh, Gomranda, da Bata Boko Robodo, da Boko Rabaka. Oh, Father, the voice now, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Azege, Shekorona Masakata, Bronda Rebeke Tacha Kataba, Bora Bedele Bekanana Makataka Taka 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 To. Ombro Ze, 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 Ze. Anzo, Zo, 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 Zo. Ambre gore be de la mana chakada ba. Ambre gore rapa tata tata ba ka se stera de boko se ste beke. Oh, zip raba da se ke de. Eh, zebre bero te te menana da ba ka sa. Oh, zebre beron de de beke. Oh, raba ka se se de boko che ne de ba ka sa ta. Oh, raba da da na ma ka se ste beke se. A prophecy I printed off. I'm bumbrum de gara ma da da ba. But I think I left it on my desk. Ah, oh, this'll do. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Oh, bro, that shit. Yeah. Dumbra gapa, okay. So, this is a joke, but I mean, it's not really one. What's wrong? Y'all didn't go to California to pray. We did. So, come on, you can do better than this. You know, don't make me work hard. If I get the global shlakabara, shlakabara maka setaba, shlakabara baka shokara da bokosa, randa da da bakasata, broka da da makasa stele bekesa, roko soko da da bakasata. Yeah, rabana, monjerele, come closer. Kate, come closer. Kate, come closer. Bore base mene bakasa sabakaga. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, bro, break it in. Come closer. Virginia, come closer. Say the bro, break it. Tasha, get it. Made a gossip, bro, break it. Say it. Bro, Zera Braka Sekatara Baka, Breka Dala Baka Sheta, yeah. Braka Dala Baka Sekata, Braka Dala Baka Sekeke, Breka Dala Baka Sekatara Bokosa, Bora Rabaka Sera Bekesa, Brother Baka Sheta Bekesa, Brother Baka Sekara Baka, Brother Kesa, Brother Kesa Kerabo, Brother Kesha Raba, Brother Bakosha, Brother Kata Kerabokosa, Brother Baka Shora Makata, Brother Baka. Jesus.
Me que toco, 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 toco,
Department of Defense. Zobro Greza. Zebre Grabra and Dali Lebeda. Zebre Gurumada Garbo Bobre Ekanana Ramata. Lord, let the voice now. Let the voice of the prophet work in that realm. Let it work in the military realm. Let it work now. Sickness now. Sickness now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Surveillance now. Surveillance in the Department of Defense now. The anointing now. Let that anointing be allocated to President Trump. Let it be allocated to the Department of the Secretary of Defense. Let it be allocated now and dispensed by the prophet. By the prophet now. By the voice. Let the prophet ministry serve as your tactical tool in the spirit. Let the prophet's ministry serve as your tactical tool in the spirit. Let that voice go. And let that ministry go through every quadrant of this nation. Every quadrant of the hemisphere. Every quadrant of this nation now. Let that voice penetrate the hemisphere, the stratosphere. Let that voice penetrate the hemisphere and the stratosphere. Let a blast on a man of a horror back out of a castle down. Obregorabro shall a bracodara bada. Aragadakra so told him badara. So now, I'm putting words now in your mouth. I'm putting words in your mouth now to stand up on the horizon of time and open your mouth now and proclaim that. And your voice will be strengthened now. And your voice now will go out all throughout all the quadrants now of this nation. And your voice will go out through all quadrants of the nation that I cause you to step into, put your feet into. And your voice will be strengthened. And your voice will be heard. And you will be called upon now in these end times. You will be called upon now for a very, very specific design. You will be called upon now. Ambush na yo call ye fayeda. And your ngongo jagabro o kananana. I will give you utterance through the prayers. I will give you utterance through the prayers now. To lift up your voice with strength now. Aha shoda bakasa time. And you will stand upon the horizon of time. And you will stand before leaders, not only of this nation, but of other nations who will call for you. And you are under a casata. And you will begin to speak and release and allocate and delegate anointings now. For heads of states, for heads of nations now. And particularly the nations you are called to. And Boshonga Zabacha Labada. And you now will prophesy with a different utterance now. It's from a different reservoir. From a different reservoir. For a reservoir that I preserve in you for these end times. Now you will even tap that reservoir as you stepped your foot on the platform in Sacramento. You will tap that reservoir that you've been trying to tap, but it wasn't time to tap it because it was preserved for this time. It was deserved for this hour. It was reserved and preserved now for this very hour. And now I'm opening that reservoir in you. And it will come flooding out now. It will come flooding out. Some of it will come through the door of revelation. Some of it will come through the door of prophecy. Some of it and others will come through the door of the word of wisdom and the gifts of the spirit and the word of knowledge and discerning the spirits now.
But your voice now will take on even a different tone. And your voice now will even travel throughout different zones. Oh, zones that does not end in time. Zones of, oh, that has to do with the end time. Bro, ze glatten gave a dot. Great go bo yet na what yet net net no or what net name et net na ka 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 ko o ko ka 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 utterance a rakodoba utterance a ka 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 utterance of the board and get great ekaba hookaraka taka chaka ta chaka taka kaka kaka ka chaka taka kaka kaka ka chaka taka kaka ma oh oh chaka chaka ka. Oh, God. 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 Eka baba baba na makasa ta. Eka baba baba na rakata sa. Eka baba rakasa sisi ata. Eka baba rakasa sisi ata. No, the time of the end is not yet. No, America is not doomed. I heard him say, no judgment will not fall as yet. And some have seen some things and didn't know how to interpret it. They interpret it as happening now. In the spirit, you see things in the distance and even in another age. A, when the church age is over, judgment will fall. But judgment will not fall upon the church. But the only judgment that the church will face is the judgment seat of Christ. They are not faced the judgment of tribulation. They are not faced the judgment of the enemy or the judgment of God, for they are protected by God. And there is more to happen yet. There is missionary work to be done. And even the renewal that you call charismatic renewal, in the move of the Spirit in these last days, you have only seen a little. And there shall be those that stand before the leader, Jesus, of this nation, and work miracles. That's what I'm saying. Brookless, Makedobo, Brakatasha, Brokosekitelebakasas, and it shall be even so as it was with Philip after that he had baptized the eunuch, that he was caught away and found in another city. Yeah, Jesus. And television cameras shall be trained upon him. And the reporters will say, he's here in Dallas, Texas. And as fast as you can snap your finger, a television camera in Los Angeles, and he's there. And some will say, How did he do that? It shall be the Spirit of God that shall catch him away. Aha. Break seba. Break a take a babaroma da. Break a take a paka neka naka naka da. Break a take a taka ha ya aka taka baka choka da. I didn't say it was going to happen now. And these signs and wonders shall come more prevalent. Signs and wonders have come here and come there. But they shall come more prevalent and more prevalent in these last days. And let not your heart be fearful, nor let it be afraid. For there shall, and on the scene, he has already arisen, one who shall respond unto the things of God, and whose heart will be open toward God. And your nation that seemed to be cut down to its roots, and the wild birds of the air and the fowls of the air came and roosted in her branches and did much disrepute unto the nation. Yet there shall all be repaired, because this man shall say, I will walk in the way of God. I will trust also in him, and he shall be at the head, and many shall follow him. And the work of God shall be consummated. That must be consummated in other nations before I come. Maha! Bro Sakaya! Brekada! Brekada Kamario Koshidabaka! And I heard him say, because you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. And like a trumpet sound across the valley, I heard his voice so strong and clear, and he said, I am not coming for a church, the body of Christ, that's weak, emaciated, sickly, and underground. I'm coming for the spiritual giant that's alive and living and working the works of God. So be not fearful, nor cast thy glance around about and become askant, but look ye up unto him, For he is at the head of the church, and through the church, the head will manifest himself. And men are the hands of the Lord, and the hands are in the body. And he shall stretch forth his hand to heal the sick, that signs and wonders shall be wrought in the name of that holy child, Jesus. Hallelujah. And two things shall shortly be made manifest unto the real people of God. Unto the real people of God. One is further light and teaching and revelation in the area and realm of healing. Physical healing, divine healing, that would be the key that will unlock the chain that has bound so many, and they'll never more be the same. And then there shall come revelation for the light according to the word concerning the miraculous in the part that faith doth play. For faith is like the fuse that ignites the dynamite. When the explosion goes off, all can hear and see. But there was a fuse that had to be lit, and faith is the fuse. And thou shalt be able to stand and to take a blackboard, like a teacher teaching mathematics, and write out the equation, and come up with the right answer. That's what I saw the prophet doing before the king. He was having answers. And now, any man or woman, boy or girl, standing or seated in that congregation will be able to take that mathematical equation, translate it into the spiritual realm, and their faith will ignite the power of God. And they'll have an explosion in their home, and in their community, and in their church. And it will be popping here, and popping there, and popping here, and popping there, and popping here, popping there. So get ready for it. And the curtain was closed. And into the realm of eternity, I could no longer see. And into the realm of eternity, I could no longer hear. But I look again into the realm of time where you sit and live and say with words from heaven above, these things shall shortly be, shall shortly come. Rasiri bakrande, lambra babra bo de lekete, lebre bara godora bagate marako bora gese baraga. Me grace vadachika, habra godosa kete bekese.
It shall flow.
Hey.
Yeah!
I want to tell you about the abortion phone call Monday night, but I don't have the information. Anybody have it? Holden is not here.
Let your fragrance.
Don't worry about it. Somebody else can do it.
Rest in this place as we gather.
My God.
See.
You'll make me cry.
Your face. Let your glory fall in this room.
Abortion on the second and the fourth Mondays of each month. So if you have not heard about it and want the, how many have not heard about it and want to be on that call? Okay. Okay, well, I'll give you information. The call is from 7 to 7:30, the second and the fourth Monday of each month. And the number is, are you ready? Area code 605. 605-472.
Here, I'll say it. And
I can't miss Charlotte. I'm gonna. Suzanne, can I you do your? Can I do it from? She has it.
No, she has the entry.
Yeah, she has it. Okay. Do it.
Okay, so it's. Did you hear the number already, or do you need me to repeat it? And then it's 7 to 7:30, and the code that you're going to put in is 930853#. That's the code. Once
access
you dial,
code.
That's the access code. Once you dial the number, it's going to ask you to to put the access code, and that's the access code. The access code is 930853#, and you hit the pound, and then you would be logged into the call. Okay.
Thank you.
And then it's the second and the fourth Mondays. Yes, from 7 to 7:30.
P.M.
Yes.
Yeah, P.M.
P.M.
Judy, are you here?
They prayed over Taylor Sabine that obstacle, and the obstacle that was ever keeping the move to Israel.
Oh, yeah, moving.
Judy Lawler prayed in her prayer group on Tuesday that whatever was holding up the moving of the embassy be removed. Well, Mr. Tillerson has been let go, and he was not, they said, for that. I don't know that to be a fact, but I know that that has happened.
Awesome. Thank you for letting us know that. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do this at prayer leaders meeting Sunday, but I'm going to do it here too. I say, will I do it here? How many people I have in here lead prayer groups for Israel? For Israel. So, okay, I'm going to talk about this at prayer leaders meeting, but I'm going to mobilize you guys to get some kind of strong, ongoing prayer for the church Israel component. We've come up against some oppositions.
Okay.
And we need it moved out. So, but we'll talk in details Monday, since we don't have a one of you here. I mean, not Monday. What's the next day? Sunday, yeah. Tomorrow is Sunday? Okay, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
Oh, tomorrow is not Sunday. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have anything? Yes, men's intercession. Come up here, Dr. Overstreet, and tell them.
Well, I expect to double our numbers tomorrow. We'll be
in
the stockyards in Fort Worth tomorrow at 6:45
a.m.
for an hour of intercessory prayer for men. So, come prepared. We work.
Amen. I think that's gonna turn something mighty, mighty.
Esperanza's restaurant on 2122 North. No, excuse me. Yeah, North Main. It's Esperanza's restaurant by the parent restaurant, Joti Garcia. Anyway, we get in their parking lot to put our cars and go into Esperanza at 6:45 tomorrow morning. Okay, go for an hour with us.
Amen.
And those of you that are not men, you can pray outside. We might feed you afterwards.
Yes.
This Sunday, we have an information meeting from 8:45 to 9:45 for volunteer intercessory prayer. So in case you don't know, we pray Monday through Thursday from 9 to 10 in the morning and then 3 to 4 in the afternoon. So we'd like to invite you to come to that. I see most of you already come, but if you don't, we'd love to have you. So it's 8:45 to 9:45 in the headquarters dining room.
So, this informational meeting is regarding the intercessory prayer department at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, okay, which is different in that what we've done, what we've initiated is
we're building an army of prayers. It's very exciting. So if you know anybody in the congregation that's interested, that have time, you know, been wanting to pray, been praying for the ministry, but like to hook up with people of like precious faith, we meet here on the property because it is a department that is a part of KCM. So, but we are so excited about this department because, man, it has changed the trajectory of this ministry. I know that's what it is that has made the influx of the spiritual climate. I mean, just made it so much better, for lack of better words. And so we are recruiting prayers. We are, because God has told us to build him an army of prayers in these end times. And if you know people, you can tell them, you know, about it, but we pray from 9 to, like she said, to 10 every day, and then from 3 to 4, right here on this property, you have to get, you know, with them to get locations and what have you, but this thing, I'm telling you, God's got his finger on it. I'll put it that way. His finger is on it. His finger. Yes.
I have cards, and I'll be back here to hand them out.
Now, let me say this about this meeting. It's an informational meeting, and because you're there, that doesn't mean you automatically are selected, because we are serious about who we entrust with praying for Brother Copeland and what God has used him to get built here. So I just want you to know, but we want to welcome you to come to the meeting, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're automatically selected. So, you know, but we appreciate you coming. We appreciate you telling others about it, but we're very serious about it. We're not just, you know, a bunch of flaky people, flip-flop, blah-blah, clop-plop, get together. We're here to do, we are here in a very organized fashion. You know, the kingdom of darkness is very organized. It's a very syndicated, you know, really. And so that's how we are too. God is. Organization originated with God.
That's right.
I still think about how Elijah got those prophets to line up.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, sir, I see a hand waving. That's correct. That's an informational meeting. We'll have a meeting for you later. We're going to get a meeting just for you later. Oh, yeah. No. It's informational. You have the information, but we're going to have some meeting for DA. But now, I'm not making fun of DA, but we are in the future going to have meetings for the intercessors that are those of you that are already intercessors. There's some great things coming down the pipe. So I appreciate all of you. I appreciate DA being involved because, you know, the judge has been around a long time. And God has given him oversight, if you will, of the political realm. And so, I tease with DA a lot, but I don't take for granted what he represents.
His value.
What he has represented, what he has done spiritually. You know, when you carry an assignment, sometimes just your very presence does something. And that's the way it is with DA, honestly. You know, to give honor where honor is due. That's the way he and I tease a lot. We've known each other. He pretty much raised me. He should write me off on his taxes. You know? But he did. He raised me. And so, but I really, honestly, I appreciate him because look at him. He's faithful. He's here. And I mean, you know, he has such a wealth of knowledge. You get his, you want to know some history? You want to know who you're related to? And so many other things that I'll get an email on this day, such and such and such and such and such. You know, and so it's wonderful. I love you. Yes.
You know, we are related to Smith Wigglesworth.
Yes, they are. That's why his wife, I call her Wiggy, because
And I didn't know it back then that she was related to him, but she was acting like me on one trip we was on. One of Miss Billy living in the last day seminar. We all, but six of us, what about six or eight of us roomed together? It was so much fun. Yes, sir.
We're also related to Benedict Arnold.
Now, you didn't have to say that.
So,
okay. That's awesome. Yes, ma'am. What's the meeting? When is that informational meeting?
The information meeting is in the headquarters dining room from 8:45 to 9:45. This Sunday, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so after prayer,
yes. The dining room in the
headquarters. Give her a card, yes.
Yeah, give her.
Ma'am, you can get a card on your way out. They have all the information on it.
Yes.
Anybody else? Okay, well, healing school right now. And April 6th is what? 6 a.m. prayer. Oh, look at you. Y'all going, oh, look. Y'all responding like, oh, 6 a.m. prayer. 6 a.m. prayer, April 6th. Be here, be square. Okay.